More than 50 people with dark coats and colorful umbrellas gathered outside Mount Moriah Primitive Baptist Church in Uptown. Charlotte NAACP President Kojo Nantambu got everyone's attention.
All right, we get ready to go. Let's go, let's go. Thank y'all so much. Let's go.
The marchers represented a variety of races and religions. They walked quietly to the federal courthouse, where Nantambu broke the silence.
We're here today to say that we're not going to accept anything other than total freedom of expression and the right to vote. What they're doing in the General Assembly is wrong.
Republicans in control of the General Assembly are in the early stages of crafting legislation that would require people to show photo ID before voting. About 600,000 voters in North Carolina don't have a photo ID, according to the State Board of Elections. That's almost 10% of registered voters. Charlotte resident Ted Shapak says they're part of the reason he joined the march.
The voter ID issue is an effort to dilute the vote and to scare away older people, poorer people, persons of color. It's quite a technique, and I can't believe we're here. I can't believe it's 2013.
Supporters of voter ID strongly dispute those claims. House Speaker Tom Tillis, for example, says it's about preventing fraud and restoring confidence in elections. Some Democratic legislators have proposed their own bill to address the issue. It would allow people without IDs to have their pictures taken at polling places and then vote. But Nantambu says he's against any sort of compromise.
If you compromise, then you are validating what they're saying. There is no need for voter ID.
The NAACP also held marches in Raleigh, Greensboro, Asheboro, Fayetteville, and Greenville. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.